Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the first parak of Masechas Nazir, and today we are learning Parak Aleph Mishnah Dalit. So it says the Mishnah, Hareini Nazir Kisar Roshiv. The person says, I'm a Nazir as much as the hair on my head, Ukafara Aretz, or like the dirt on the ground, Ukacholayam, or like the sand by the sea, Harez a Nazir Olam, Makalei Achach Shoshim Yom. We assume he's a Nazir Olam, he's going to be Nazir the rest of his life, and every 30 days he shaves his head. Meaning for the rest of his life, he keeps Stam Nazirus of Shloshim Yom, cycles one after the other, because the hair of his head is made up of countless hairs, and the dust of the earth is countless grains of dust and grains of sand by the sea, but they're all separate from each other. So we assume that he means to accept separate periods of Nazirus on himself. Rabbi Yomer, Ein Zeh Megaleh Achach Shloshim Yom. Rabbi says, no, he does not get to shave every 30 days. He has one long term of Nazirus for the whole rest of his life, because he said, I am a Nazir. That means one period of Nazirus, and the length of that Nazirus is based on the hairs on his head, the sand by the sea, etc. What's an example of someone who could actually shave every 30 days? Homer Harelai Nazirus Kisa Roshi. If a person says, I'm going to accept upon myself Nazirios, periods of Nazirus relating to the hair of my head, or like the dirt, or like the sand, that's separate Nazirios. But if he just says, I'm going to be a Nazir, like the hair on my head, the sand by the sea, then it's one long period of Nazirus. Mishnah, Hareini Nazir Maloha Bayis Amla Kupa. If someone says, I'm a Nazir, I'm hereby a Nazir of a house full or a box full, and we don't know whether he means to accept a Nazir Olam or to accept 30 day Nazirios, one after the other, or a single long Nazirus Olam. So both can also, we have to ask him, what do you mean? If he says I had in mind one long Nazirus, meaning I meant a single term of 30 days, which seems to me as big as a full house or a full box, so then Nazir Shloshim Yom, that he's only a Nazir for Shloshim Yom, because remember we said that if a person says I'm going to be a Nazir big time, then he only is a Nazir Shloshim Yom. But if he says I was just doing it Stam, I didn't have anything in mind, I just wanted to accept Nazirus based on however the Chachamim are going to understand what I said, then Roman Asakupa Kiluhi Milei Achardel, you have to view the box as if it's filled with the tiniest item you could imagine, like mustard seeds, V'nazir, Kol Yamav, and he's a Nazir for the rest of his life, meaning we interpret it to mean that he's accepting a term of Nazirus that's going to last forever, just like the countless mustard seeds that could fit into a house or that can fit into a box. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Dalet, we said, if a person says he's going to be a Nazir like the hair on his head, like the dirt on the ground, like the sand by the sea, so he's a Nazir Olam, but he gets to shave every 30 days according to the Tanakhama. Rebbe says, no, he does not get to shave every 30 days, he's just a Nazir forever. And what's an example where he gets to shave every 30 days? If he says, I'm accepting upon myself Niziros, like Saros Yafar Aretz and Chalayam. And then in Mishnah Hay, we said, if a person says, I'm going to be a Nazir, a houseful or a box, so if he says, I meant to take one big period in Nazirus, he's only a Nazir for Shloshim Yom. But if he says, I was taking the Nether based on however you want to interpret what I said, then we view as if a house or a box was full of mustard seeds, and that's the period of his Nazirus, and therefore his Nazirus is going to be Kal Yamav. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Parak Aleph, Mishnah Vav.